For our Malcolm Mackay segment, we turn to horticulturist Bernice Fielding, who's with WATG, a global design firm. Prior to working in the island, she spent time in Canada and shared ideas about changes that may need to be done by the visitor industry during these times of physical distancing.
Canada is such an amazingly beautiful country, and part of what makes it beautiful is kind of that commitment to having green. I mean, Vancouver, you have to have a park that's accessible within 5 minutes walking distance to every person who lives there.
That's so wonderful they embrace that.
Isn't it? And to me, sort of coming from something like that, it just, you know, it gets your blood going that you're like, oh, we can do this everywhere. I mean, Honolulu has talked about that lay of green from, you know, Diamond Head all the way through, and I think it's doable. You know, it would just have to take some thinking on everyone's end.
So what was that experience for you being in Vancouver in Canada and how they perceive greenery?
Canada itself is very sustainable. They're very focused on keeping their resources. And so being exposed to, for me, I was an executive director of a botanical garden, and then I moved on to director of horticulture for a landscape architects firm. And you know, at that firm, we were doing residential homes, but the residents are focused on outdoor experiences in their own homes. You know, there's edible gardens and rooftop gardens and green walls and any type of green that people can incorporate into their homes, offices, streets, any of those things. It's second nature. So that's really put an impact on kind of how I see the built environment.
And so with that background and where you're at now, I mean, what are you envisioning? What do we need to do as we try and reopen to tourism again and try and get back to some normal?
Right. Well, I think our new normal is going to be different than what we used to have. I'm a horticulturist, not a landscape architect, but I think there's an opportunity for science-based horticulturists to connect with landscape architects and architects and kind of hooey together to come up with a plan that is changing the built environment, which in some ways needs to happen, but incorporating what I had mentioned as the healing power of nature, by incorporating that into spaces, that's going to let people feel more confident, I think, mentally and emotionally. Nature gives you calmness. It's been proven. I mean, it's the reason we have forest bathing and therapeutic gardens. You know, it's the reason that things like Lomi Lomi Massage and La'o Lapa'au exist. It's because of what people believe of the healing power in nature. So to me, I think incorporating more green, incorporating more nature, looking at spaces that currently exist and see how we might be able to change those to have more nature in it and be more representative of what a guest or person might need at this time. One of my thoughts is there's opportunities for guests to do things like outdoor spa treatments. So maybe taking some of their traditionally built space, adding green to it, adding plants to it, being able to change if you're oceanfront, how can you have people in different private spaces at the beach? If in Waikiki that doesn't exist because the hotels don't own the beach, but even down at that area, can you create garden rooms that separate people and still give them the same experience of Hawaii that they want? So incorporating indigenous plants, maybe there's such things as biofiltration plunge pools or natural tidal pools, things that give people that separation but still feel like they're experiencing, you know, what they came to Hawaii for, or wherever, be it onsens in Japan or wherever they happen to be traveling to. I'd like to make sure that whatever horticulture or nature that's brought into resorts, and if it's not just focused on Hawaii, that it is very much matching the natural environment to the place where they're visiting, and that it incorporates the culture and the native plant material of wherever they happen to be. I think the movement of native plants has taken off, and any new designs that have been incorporated into hotels around Hawaii really do utilize a lot of native plants. But with that said, there's still a lot of old landscape that uses lawn space and what tourists consider to be Hawaii plants, but are actually very much invasive plant material. So to me, I would like to be able to focus on, if we can't just use solid natives, which obviously sometimes you need different things, we also need to focus on whatever isn't native, we need to make sure that it's non-invasive. And we do still have a lot of invasive material that's used throughout Hawaii.
You know, I just recently was able to visit the rooftop garden at the Prince Hotel, which was wonderful because they were, you know, actually raising the herbs that they use in their kitchen.
Yeah.
And it was just a wonderful use of space and just kind of a real treat for something that would be really bland up on the rooftop.
And things like that sort of thinking outside of the box and having that farm to table or edible landscape where you can, it's multifaceted. I mean, not only are you getting food for your kitchen, but it's an educational aspect for your guests. It's something that they could, as I said, you know, it could be ecotourism where they come in and they get to understand the plant. Take, for example, that a hotel decided to do a la'au lapa'au garden, which is obviously the Hawaii practice of wellness through herbs and native plants. I mean, there's an opportunity there not only to collect plant material, but introduce people to cultural education as well as ecotourism. I mean, there's areas, I mean, Halekoa, as I mentioned, has tons of space. You could do stormwater collection or irrigation overflow collection and create a small lo'i and have that be an educational aspect in Waikiki that people can learn from. They could volunteer their time. It could be part of their experience, you know, on their travels if they wanted it to. But it also stops people from having to jump in a car, clog up traffic, drive all the way halfway to the North Shore to see a lo'i, and then come back again. So I think there's opportunities for us to use plants educationally and culturally throughout Waikiki and the rest of the hotels and resorts around island.
I think I know of one resort where they offer yoga outdoors in a pavilion on the grounds. So it's those kinds of things.
Yeah, I think there's opportunities to expand our opportunities in nature. You know, if you do studies, it has been proven that people's mental and physical well-being is much stronger if they actually exercise outdoors versus indoors. And I think there's opportunities for maybe it's yoga, maybe it's Tai Chi in the park, maybe it's something more intense than that, biking paths, walking paths. I mean, could you imagine if there was a bike path that went from, I don't know, Ka'ava all the way up to Turtle Bay? You know, there may be opportunities, and of course that's outside of hospitality, but there's opportunities for us as a state, as well as the hospitality industry, to look at how we can incorporate a lot more green. You know, if everybody hopped on their bikes and decided to stop at food trucks on the way and have an experience of, you know, local food and all of those things, I personally feel that a lot of people would want to visit that as a healthier option to tourism than just sitting at a resort on the beach.
With this prolonged health and economic crisis, we're going to need to do a bunch of healing.
We are. And I think, you know, I mean, if you talk to people who even live on island and say, do you know what La'au Lapa'au is? A lot of people don't. It is, you know, just understanding the amazing culture that is here and how I think you can support the culture, support education, and also support the environment at the same time. I mean, if we had the option to grow more native plants that could then be treated, you know, you could offer a Lomi Lomi massage at your hotel outside in a green space, you know, you're getting rid of invasive plants, you're putting the right plant in the right place and therefore mitigating how much irrigation you might need, you're offering outdoor experiences for your guests, you're giving them cultural experiences. I think it's just a win-win.
That was WATG horticulturist Bernice Fielding with a prescription for healing as we prepare to welcome visitors back to the islands later this year.